Proclamation number 4333 of 13th of June, 1948. Force, subconscious. The inner constitution of a person does not always correspond to the outer impression, and there are often erroneous conclusions where the judge believes himself to be certain. What is presented to you for examination is mostly intellectually acquired knowledge, and then your intellect can also suffice to carry out an examination. But as soon as it concerns knowledge which has a different starting point than the human being's intellect, even the most sharply developed intellect is not capable of an examination, unless it allows itself to be guided by the spirit within. It allows itself to be controlled by feeling, so that the intellect is therefore switched off for the time being. Every inner impulse must be triggered by a force, even if the human being as such possesses abilities which would first have to be awakened. A force which now awakens the ability in him must be recognized, otherwise all people and at all times could have the same ability at their disposal. And it is this triggering power that every thinking person should fathom and every loving person can fathom. What man now calls this power is indifferent, only it cannot be dismissed with a learned-sounding expression, which in itself is again nothing explainable. A power cannot be denied, but the origin of this power cannot be fathomed by human intellect, therefore something supersensible must be accepted, which again can only be explained by supersensible activity. Thus a human being can certainly ascertain phenomena but not explain them from the bottom up by virtue of his intellect. For the origin will always be and remain the spiritual world, but what is its origin there can neither be fathomed nor proven intellectually. Assumptions, for example, can be doubted, but an established fact will also be able to withstand serious examination. Extensive knowledge can be regarded as an established fact, and the only question that remains is where the knowledge began. But first it must be acknowledged that it is extensive knowledge, and this is only possible through serious examination. Then it will be possible to fathom the origin of knowledge and the desire for truth. Then the examiner will be of clear mind and emotionally come close to the truth. He will seek to fathom the power and discover it in the supersensible. He will be able to believe what was previously incomprehensible to him and therefore had caused his wrong judgment. For the human being must test with me or he will make a wrong judgment and be far from the truth. Amen.